From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
We were just devastated. Like I said, it just took us all by surprise.
Now on Nightbeat, a young woman from Antioch killed in a freeway shooting. The CHP says she was targeted, but tonight her family says that's not the case. Good evening to you. I'm Veronica De La Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bassita. Officers found the body of Destiny Hillary on Highway 4 near the Willow Pass Road off-ramp. And that's where Nightbeat's Andrea Nakano is right now. Andrea?
Yeah, there have been three highway shootings since Saturday in the East Bay, and the CHP is calling all of them targeted shootings. But the family of Destiny Hillary says that is definitely not the case, and it's searching for an answer to this senseless tragedy.
Why? That's the biggest question. Why?
Fred Hillary lost a daughter he describes as a beautiful soul, a 25-year-old full of life with hopes of becoming a chef. While the CHP is calling these cases targeted gang shootings, the Hillary family knows Destiny was not part of any sort of gang.
Anybody that knows her and knows our family and the type of close-knit family we are would definitely know that in no way, shape, or form would we be involved or that could be involved in any way, too. Any kind of gang relation.
According to the CHP Golden Gate Division, since November 1st, 2015, there have been 185 Bay Area freeway shootings, killing 9 people. It has made 34 arrests, but hasn't been able to put an end to the violence. Now the Hillary family has become the latest victim.
It just feels like something that you can't wake up out of, a nightmare you can't wake up out of.
Destiny just turned 25 on March 3rd. She graduated from Deer Valley High School in Antioch and was recently working as a manager at an Alamo Safeway. She was driving home from work around 2:30 on Saturday afternoon when the shooting occurred. Her father admits he hasn't come to grips with her death and expects to hear her voice again.
Dad, because I'm wanting to do something for her now and I can't because somebody's taking that from me.
The family's only hope now that authorities will make an arrest soon in this case.
Just give us a closure, you know, some kind of answer.
The family spoke to us wanting to keep this story in the news, hoping that somebody might remember something about that afternoon or may have some tip to pass along. The CHP also says that it could definitely use the public's help to solve these crimes. In Concord, Andrea Nakano on the Nightbeat.
Let's take a live look outside right now. After a stretch of dry weather, rain returned to the Bay Area earlier, and it is not over yet. Chief Meteorologist Paul Deanna tracking when the next system will hit.
Well, we are getting a break right now, and that break will continue for about the next 36 hours. But by Friday morning, rain will return to the Bay Area, our first spring storm, if you will. Take a look outside and show you the dry radar, but still some showers down toward Modesto in the San Joaquin Valley. We did get an inch of rainfall in Mount Tam, about a half of an inch of rain in the Oakland Hills, one third of an inch of rainfall for Napa, Pittsburgh, and San Jose, but clearing skies tonight. Future cast carrying you through your Thursday, which should be mainly dry with partly sunny skies, an isolated shower possible in the coastal range tomorrow morning. But there it is, the next wave of rainfall moving through. The time frame is moving up as early as 7 o'clock Friday morning. Rain will return to the Bay Area. Talk about how much rain to expect from it and your weekend forecast coming up in a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Paul. Tonight, Governor Newsom is working to keep his promise to clean up California's contaminated water. Nightbeat Joe Vasquez is live in San Francisco to explain why the governor wants you to foot the bill. Joe?
But Ken, just like Flint, Michigan, California has a problem with tainted water. It mostly affects rural communities. Today, the governor proposed that folks pay $10 a month to try and fix the problem, or less, depending on how much you can afford. As many as a million Californians have unclean tap water. Many are having to drink bottled water and even use it for cooking. Some water systems are contaminated, as we revealed in a series of reports about the town of Kettleman. Their water system was tainted with arsenic.
My daughter, last year we were watching a movie and she saw somebody in the movie went to the sink and poured themselves a glass of water and she said, oh, he's drinking from the sink. Because she's never lived in a place where you could actually drink from the sink.
Today, Governor Newsom says it's time to charge California water customers $10 per month to help clean up the contaminated water. A follow-up to his State of the State speech last month.
Some poor communities like those I recently visited in Stanislaus County are paying more for undrinkable water than Beverly Hills pays for pristine water. With respect, this is a moral disgrace, and it's a medical emergency.
The drinking water today worldwide is probably the biggest environmental threat we have.
President Trump's new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency tells CBS News cleaning up tainted water systems is a high priority. Correspondent Major Garrett tried to press him for details.
92% of the water every day meets all the EPA requirements for safe drinking water.
What can you tell people in those impacted areas is going to change under your watch and give them a greater sense of confidence about the water either they consume or their children consume?
Again, 92% of the water in the country meets all of our standards. I realize that, but we're also helping Flint.
As for the governor's proposal for California, it would also affect animal farmers as well as dairies. Now, it has a steep hill to climb. It requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature. They tried it last year and didn't get enough votes. Reporting live on the Night Beat, I'm Joe Vasquez.
A scary encounter for a young woman in Palo Alto. She says that she was studying when police say a suspect wearing gloves and holding a flashlight entered the room, turned off the lights, and sat down next to her on the bed. Then he started talking to her. The victim ran to find her roommate and the suspect left. Police say this happened Sunday just before 4 a.m. on El Camino Real. They say the suspect did not touch the victim or make any threats.
Tonight, Oakland police need your help finding a vehicle connected to a string of armed robberies. Now take a close look at this one. Police are releasing these surveillance photos of the car they're looking for. They say the robberies took place across the city, but did not release any other details. The car is a 2010 to 2014 Honda Insight Hybrid, has a paper plate in the back.
Tonight, time and hope are running out for San Jose's Hope Village. The homeless encampment must pack up and leave in 10 days. But people who live there say they have nowhere else to go. Nightbeat's Maria Medina with their fears of being on the streets again.
This empty parking lot owned by the Santa Clara Water District is where Hope Village residents hoped they would be moving next. But nearby homeowners said, think again.
So then you could see how
James is one of 14 who live here at Hope Village.
We have propane.
A small community of tents with water, showers, bathrooms, a kitchen, even a solar panel to charge their phones.
Is it something that you could not have on the streets?
Hope Village is much different than the cars, RVs, and campsites James used to live in.
This model is extremely low cost, is extremely effective.
But now their fate is uncertain. James is packing up with the rest of the residents, but they have no idea where they'll go. In 10 days, they'll be forced to leave. The county's lease with the city of San Jose is up, and the option of moving to a plot of land in Willow Glen just got shot down after residents told Santa Clara Water District leaders, not in my neighborhood.
I think that the city needs to find a solution for them. Not in our neighborhood.
Lynn Bauer says the homeless go into her neighborhood every day, and she's concerned an encampment could make the issue worse.
I'm sympathetic to the homeless. However, we have the homeless here already. You know, they look for our food in our garbage cans, and it's really a sad situation. But I don't want it to escalate.
I think they have legitimate concerns.
James is sympathetic to Willow Glen residents. Now he hopes someone is sympathetic to them and doesn't close the door on Hope Village for good. And city leaders plan to discuss what happens next for Hope Village next Tuesday, 4 days before the lease ends. On the Night Beat, I'm Maria Medina.
Presidential hopeful Kamala Harris raising big bucks tonight at a fundraiser hosted by some Hollywood power brokers. Meanwhile, two new polls show the California senator is standing out from her Democratic rivals. A CNN poll and an Emerson College poll show her with about 12% of the vote behind Biden and Sanders. And according to the poll aggregator at Real Clear Politics, since her campaign kickoff in Oakland back in January, she has been polling nationwide at 8 to 15%. By the way, tonight's fundraiser being held at the home of director J.J. Abrams. The tickets range from $2,800 to a whopping 10,000.
Another Democratic contender also in Southern California tonight, Senator Bernie Sanders. Earlier today, he was on the picket line at UCLA showing support for striking UC health workers. He is campaigning in San Diego and Los Angeles this week. Then on Sunday, he's holding a rally at Fort Mason in San Francisco. President Trump continued to blast late Senator John McCain, even commenting on his funeral.
I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president, I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
The president made those remarks to a crowd in Ohio. Last weekend, Trump attacked the late senator on Twitter over various issues, including his vote against repealing Obamacare. Republican senators rose to McCain's defense, calling him a war hero and a patriot.
Tonight, New Zealand's prime minister is taking swift and urgent action to ban all assault weapons. And that includes military-style semi-automatic rifles, high-capacity ammunition magazines. The prime minister said that her goal is to ban the weapons that were used to kill 50 people at two mosques last week. She says she hopes the law will be in place by early next month.
I absolutely believe there will be a common view amongst New Zealanders, those who use guns for legitimate purposes, and those who have never touched one, that the time for the mass and easy availability of these weapons must end. And today, they will.
The Prime Minister Ardern has directed officials to develop a weapon buyback model. In San Francisco tonight, the Interfaith Council community held a vigil to mourn the victims of the mass shootings. People gathered on the steps of City Hall to light candles and recite prayers.
Amid growing concerns about Boeing 737 MAX jets, word tonight that Boeing is developing a software update for those grounded planes. Reuters reporting Boeing is developing a service bulletin to install new flight control software. This comes as the FBI has joined the criminal probe into the certification process. Investigators want to know why the 737 MAX jets were deemed safe before crashing off the coast of Indonesia and in Ethiopia.
Coming up, you could be seeing more self-driving cars in your neighborhood. Waymo is looking to expand its fleet in the South Bay.
Kale moved from health food to superfood overnight. We'll have more on the reasons why.
And more than half a billion dollars, the winning numbers in tonight's Powerball jackpot.